Good morning, NFP Nation. Welcome back to the Fantasy Firestorm. I am your host, Joe Fortenbaugh, and I am honored to be here as always, and honored that you have chosen to tune in today. 6 weeks into the NFL season, 6 weeks in the books. We got a lot to talk about. The New Orleans Saints are number one in our power rankings after dismantling the New York Giants this past weekend. So we figured, why not talk to the man that has led the Saints to the 5-0 start, the undefeated season, and the number one spot in our NFP power rankings, quarterback Drew Brees. It's great to have you back, Drew. How's everything going?
Everything's great, man. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks. We're now 6 weeks into the season. The Saints are 5-0. Your average margin of victory is 19.8 points per game. Did you think back in August that it would be at least a little bit tougher to get to this point in the season undefeated? I mean, you guys are blowing people out right now.
Yeah, when we looked at the schedule, obviously there was a lot of tough challenges, great teams on that list. As we go through it, open up with Detroit and then go to Philly, to Buffalo, the Jets back at home, they're undefeated, and then the Giants at home, they're undefeated. So, I feel like we faced a tough test thus far, and yet, I think we're just playing really complete football right now, both offensively and defensively, getting some help from our special teams as well. And just one of those things, you want to keep the momentum going, and but all the while constantly talking about getting better and improving each week.
Of course. You guys just took down a very good New York Giants football team, 48-27 this past Sunday. How much did the bye week help to get ready for what everyone was pretty much billing as the biggest game in the NFC to date so far this season?
Well, what's interesting is my first 3 years here in New Orleans, and really that goes for kind of the whole new regime that came in 2006, we had been terrible after the bye week the last, 2006, 2007, 2008. We'd come back and gotten beat badly. We're 0-3 and, had really gotten beat badly in all those games. So there was a big emphasis to come out and to be sharp and just kind of a real sense of urgency to play well after the bye. And obviously the fact that we were playing the Giants undefeated coming to our place, there was no shortage of reasons to be motivated and that kind of thing. So we just went out and, we had a great week of preparation and obviously that showed on game day.
It definitely did, because what I took away from that game that was most impressive to me was the execution and the ability to limit mistakes as a football team. The Giants only got to the quarterback one time, one sack in that game. You committed no turnovers. You held the ball for just over 36 minutes, and seven different players scored a touchdown. What is it you guys were doing in practice to show up that prepared to play that game?
Well, the big concern for us going into the game was just being able to handle their front four. They've kind of widely regarded as maybe the best front four in football with their ability to get sacks, negative plays, create turnovers, all those things. And so we knew that we had to take care of those guys first and foremost, or else it would be a long day. And and then we felt like if we could, and we'd have the opportunity to push the ball down the field and get some opportunities to make big plays. And our offensive line did a great job handling those guys in the pass rush, as well as doing a really solid job in the run game. Felt like we were very balanced. We made the big plays when we needed to, converted a very high percentage of third downs to keep drives going, and just were able to score a lot of points.
One of the seven Saints that scored this past Sunday was tight end and former New York Giant Jeremy Shockey, who's having a much better year this year than he did when he first came to New Orleans in 2008. He's already got 22 receptions and three touchdowns this season. One of those touchdowns came from you, obviously, this past Sunday. He had a very public falling out with the Giants a couple years ago when they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Did you notice anything different about him leading up to the game this week? Was there any added intensity or anything different about the way he approached this game?
You know what? He seemed pretty calm, pretty mild-mannered during the week, but you could tell there was a fire kind of burning inside, and you could just kind of see the look in his eye. I mean, he was extremely focused, and he had a great week of practice, and I think it was just a matter of time before he was just going to explode. And I felt like he played a great game. I mean, I know what that's like to go and play your old team, and we had some guys on our team that have done that before, and so we were all kind of able to help him a little bit. But, your emotions just kind of want to flow over, and you just need to make sure that you don't let any of that emotion, kind of take over your decision-making. And so I felt like he did a great job managing those emotions, and, he really made some big plays in the game, got a touchdown, and, I know a big sense of satisfaction, you know, when it's all said and done and we win the game.
Yeah, he's been playing real well. He's had at least four catches in every game to date this year. Speaking of touchdown receptions, we're bringing a new segment on to the Fantasy Firestorm in which we want you to take our listeners behind the face mask and kind of teach them a little bit about how you approach an NFL defense and how you make the big play. The specific play that we're going to look at today is for all the listeners out there included in the podcast. You can click the link. You'll be able to watch the video after Drew describes it. It's an example from Sunday's game against the Giants. Second quarter, you guys are on the Giants 36-yard line, just under 13 minutes to play before the half. It's first and 10, Saints lead 14-3, and you connect on a 36-yard touchdown strike to wideout Robert Meacham, who made a spectacular grab in the end zone. Take us through what you saw when you came out of the huddle from the Giants defense and what you were thinking going into that play.
Yeah, well, the one thing we noticed just from watching film was the Giants safeties are very aggressive when you when you kind of send run plays or run action right at them. And so what we did was we kind of did a fake toss, you know, to the left to try to kind of freeze the safeties. And then I booted out to the right. And Robert Meacham, with the type of speed he has and that kind of thing, you know, we just had him, his ability to kind of get inside the corner, run up on the safety, kind of give him a little stutter move, and then run right by him. And I felt like the safety actually played it pretty well. But, you know, Meacham jumped up over him and made a great catch. But really the design of that play is, you know, you sell run action, get the safeties to kind of settle their feet, and then get a fast guy like Robert Meacham to run up on him and run by him.
As a quarterback, and you just mentioned this, are you more comfortable rolling out like you did on that play, or do you like throwing more from taking a drop and hanging in the pocket?
Well, I mean, the benefit you gain from rolling out is obviously you're buying time for yourself. You know, there's this action of, hey, I'm faking the toss, and now I'm booting out, and the defense is still kind of wondering what kind of a play is this. You know, it's not straight drop back. It's not a run play. You know, is it a bootleg, or is he going to set up? Or, you know, there's all those doubts as to where your launch point is going to be as a quarterback. And so we always talk about that, you know, as an offense, you know, you want to change up the launch point of the quarterback so that the defensive ends and defensive linemen and blitzers can't, you know, they can't always key, you know, where you're going to be because you change it up so much. So you buy time with that movement, and then when you do set up, it's allowed your receiver to get downfield to make a move on the safety and then, you know, kind of get to his landmark of where you're trying to throw him the ball. That way you can determine whether, hey, he's open, I'm throwing it to him, or I'm going to my next progression or what have you.
All right, one last question before we let you out of here. You guys have the Dolphins this Sunday down in Miami, a team that started slow going 0-3 but is 1-2. Chad Henne's been progressing as a quarterback in his second year. He looked very good against the Jets Monday Night Football over a week ago. One of the things you hear people talk about a lot when they play in South Florida is the heat and humidity that play a factor in that game, especially when it gets to the fourth quarter. As a quarterback, what's the key to making sure you don't really let that happen to yourself where that gets you bogged down? How do you go about preparing for games like this?
Well, keep in mind, we play and practice in New Orleans, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So we know what that heat's all about and that humidity. Now, I think I'd say South Florida and then being in the bayou here in Louisiana are pretty similar. Now, you know, it's definitely something you got to take into consideration, though, because during the course of a game, especially, you know, a mid-afternoon game, you know, it gets hot, and obviously over time that gradually kind of takes its toll on you. So the big thing is just stay hydrated, and then obviously, you know, just kind of make sure you're taking all the necessary measures to, you know, just prepare for that that heat and being able to deal with it, especially as the game goes on.
All right, Drew. Well, as always, thanks for coming on the show. Congrats on the huge win over New York this past weekend, and best of luck this Sunday against the Dolphins.
All right, Joe. Thanks.
You got it. That was quarterback Drew Brees of the undefeated New Orleans Saints, who, not surprisingly, sit at number one in the NFP power rankings through 6 weeks. Well, that about does it here for this edition of the Fantasy Firestorm. For Drew Brees, I'm Joe Fortenball. I hope it was good for you, because I know it was good for me. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.